happened at Sarah was there was supposedly a riot, and we're here basically today to reclaim our name. Like, I'm not a crack baby, an animal, or a monster. And that's what the community called us. I feel strongly about this, and so do a lot of kids at our school. We feel like we shouldn't be called these names. Like, a certain group of kids did this, but you want to give the whole school a name. That's not right. My name is Candace Carter. What really happened at Sarah was these kids were trying to come into school, and a police officer spoke to one of the young ladies wrong, like spoke to one of the students wrong. And, like, she didn't really want to do anything about it. She's like, I'm just going to try to get into school. Like, I don't want to, like, get in trouble or nothing. But the police officer pinned her down on a table, called her a bitch, and then she started swinging. So in the lunchroom at Sarah, students were trying to figure out why we were on lockdown and asking police what was going on. And I guess the police got really tired of hearing it, so they wanted to shut the students up with force. They had a boy in the corner. There was a cop sitting on him, and one cop punching him in his kidneys. A couple of students were hospitalized, beaten with their nightsticks and tasers. I don't know what the root cause was, but I do know that it shouldn't have happened. 50 police shouldn't have been in my school. 50 police shouldn't have been chasing students around the hallway.
My name is Khalif Dobson from the Philadelphia Student Union, and I currently attend West Philadelphia High School, and I'm an 11th grader. I came out today because I was reading a newspaper article that was saying how 22 students attacked a police officer or several police officers. And from the back, I was looking at how it seems too often that in schools, instead of like having resources and qualified teachers and counselors, they instead spend their budgets on hiring more police in the school or more security. Wow, it wasn't the students' fault, because the students just need more counselors and more resources and more people that actually care about them. What I wanted to say really was, before people start judging the students and sending cops into the school to go attack the students over a hoodie or a dress code violation or whatever they're calling it, they should first ask the students, like, why is they so focused on the uniforms? I thought it was a school, and I thought it was y'all coming here for education, not to be attacked by police about a hoodie or even a shirt or whatever.
My name is Matthew Johnson. I'm a senior at Sayre. This past Monday, I think, we got like a whole new staff of police officers, I think. So it's like 5 or 6 new police officers in the school. Every time I come into the school, I don't think of it as a school anymore, because it's just like a prison to me. Because that like gate drilled up windows, you can't really do anything. You got to move from class to class, no bell schedule. Cops are constantly like watching. We got cameras in every hallway. So it's not really like a learning environment.
Students at Sarah have designed a peer mentoring program that will address some of the isolation that ninth graders feel. Our mentoring program was designed by Sarah students for Sarah students. We want it to be a peer mentoring program where 11th and 12th graders mentor mostly ninth graders and some 10th graders. So it's kind of like we learn from each other, but we're also teaching each other what to do in certain situations like this. It's not right for police to beat on students, so we think that it shouldn't happen. They treat us a little differently. Like, they kind of look at us like we're bad, and we're not. They try to speak to us like we don't know what we're doing and that we're not smart, but we are. That's what we come to school for. We don't come to school to be beaten. We come here to learn.